Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. I'm so glad you're joining me again on this journey to unlock inner power and calm, because let's be honest, life can sometimes feel like a runaway roller coaster, especially when we get stuck in that negative mindset loop. Ever felt like your thoughts are spiraling out of control? Like you're constantly bombarded by self-doubt, worries, and what-ifs. You know that feeling when everything seems bleak and nothing feels good enough? Well, I'm here to tell you, getting out of that rut is totally possible. It's about reclaiming your power, one thought at a time. Today, we're diving deep into how to break free from negative thinking patterns and cultivate a more positive, resilient mindset. Because trust me, the power to change your perspective lies within you. Ready to turn that frown upside down? Let's do this. First things first, understand that negativity isn't inherently bad. It's a natural human emotion, a signal that something needs attention. The problem arises when those negative thoughts become all-consuming, dictating your actions and influencing your entire worldview. That's where we need to step in and take control. Number one, become aware. This is like the first step on any journey, right? You gotta know where you are before you can figure out how to get where you want to go. Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. Notice those negative patterns. Are you constantly criticizing yourself? Do you jump to worst-case scenarios? Recognizing these triggers is the first step to breaking their hold on you. Number two, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as facts. Think about it like this. Would you believe everything your grumpy neighbor said, even if it sounded totally outlandish? Probably not. Apply that same critical thinking to your own negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Is it really true, or am I letting my fears get the best of me? Number three, reframe your perspective. This is where things get interesting. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to find the silver lining. Look for opportunities for growth and learning even in challenging situations. Remember that setback doesn't mean failure. It means you're one step closer to figuring out what works. Number four, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your overall mood and outlook. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. These small moments add up to big happiness. And lastly, number five, be kind to yourself. Remember that you're human, and it's okay to have off days. Don't beat yourself up for negative thoughts. Just acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You know your material inside out, but those pre-presentation jitters are kicking in. Your mind starts racing with doubts. What if I forget my words? What if they think I'm unprepared? What if I completely bomb it? Now, imagine that instead of getting swept up in those negative thoughts, you take a deep breath and consciously choose to reframe your perspective. You remind yourself that you've put in the work, that you're knowledgeable and capable, and that even if things don't go perfectly, you can handle it gracefully. You visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation, connecting with your audience, and leaving a positive impression. See? By shifting your focus to positive affirmations and visualizations, you can transform those anxious thoughts into a springboard for success. So remember, breaking free from negativity isn't about denying your emotions. It's about understanding them, challenging them, and ultimately choosing a more empowering path. You have the power to change your perspective, cultivate resilience, and unlock your full potential. Don't let those negative thoughts win. Keep those minds positive. Keep those hearts open, and remember to share your own stories of overcoming negativity in the comments below. Until next time, stay stoic, stay confident, and rock on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.